The NFL needs a new rule. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Progressive Insurance, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance, presented by ZipRecruiter. I know we're all supposed to love a good defensive battle, but I think it's clear the NFL went a little too far on Sunday. It took about 15 beer commercials for the first touchdown. Not that it wasn't educational. It was. I think I finally understand the pivotal role that beer, light beer especially, has played in medieval history. And I realize now why beer is such an important part of so many college yearbooks. And what's this beer scandal about? There are brewers actually putting corn syrup in our beer? How long has that been going on? Why is Robert Mueller wasting time on collusion when there's corn in the beer? As for the game, I can't say much more than Twitter's already said, except that there has to be a way to guarantee the Super Bowl is at least as good as beer. And while I admire the NFL's competitive parity, when both defenses are that effective, the game is boring. So here's the rule. In any Super Bowl game, if there are no touchdowns by the end of the first half, upon commencement of the second half, each offense gets to add a 12th man. Bingo! Now you have a decent chance of somebody being open. Because you can't let this happen. People were saying, wake me up when the beer commercial comes on. My wife didn't realize there'd been a touchdown until after we got home. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.